Ganilla,
thank
you, wait a minute. Ganilla, one second. We still have Fernando as video. He may not be aware that his video is still displaying.
Yeah, hi Andrea. I'm trying to find the button. I usually do this on my smartphone, so first time using it on.
It's Alt plus V.
Ah, okay.
It's okay. That's a good enough reason. There we go.
Okay, thanks.
And Jolly, will you take away that picture? The extra picture? Thank you.
Okay. All right. That's all good. So I think it's time to start. We have 14 participants. For anyone who wishes to check who's on the call, you can go to the participants list at the bottom of the screen, and that will ring up all the people on the call. So welcome, everyone.
Again, I think we have to list the participants like we did the last time. This is all we have is this big, huge draft agenda, which we don't need to that degree. We do need, because the chat box is in the other bit, and it might be useful to be able to chat, which is what we do with remote participation. So can we alter the screen, please, to have the chat facility available?
I mean, everybody can just click the chat on their screen and it'll show up.
And thank you. I didn't know that. Thank you very much. Oh.
And you could,
but it comes up in, it doesn't work very well because it comes up in the middle. The way you had it set up, Jolie, before last time was absolutely perfect.
Andrea,
you can move it. This is Gonala speaking. You can move the chat window to where you wish it to be on the screen as well.
You can pop out, except it, Gunilla, if you're on an iPad, you cannot move the chat, or iPhone, you cannot move the chat window. But on a desktop, you can pop out the chat window and pop out the participants window and move them wherever you want. And the good thing about that is that if you leave the screen, the chat, the participants in chat still stay over and don't disappear. But on an iPad and iPhone, you cannot do that.
Thank you. One other question before we start. I'm sorry, Ganilla. You have the draft agenda covering the entire screen. So though I've popped out my chat and though I've popped out my participant, it is covering the whole document and I can't see everything. So that would be helpful if you could reduce the size of the draft agenda, or Jolie can. And then what you're going to have to be able to do the same thing with what, that's much better, but that's just reducing the font. That'll help. But when you put the DICAD workshop proposal up, you will have the same problem. So we
this is Judith. Andrea, what people have done who have been in workshops is they have reduced the window of it, and so the chat, when it pops up, doesn't cover the wording of the text, so they're able to do both at the same time.
Okay, great. One other suggestion then, Judith, since I deal with accessibility and being dyslexic, I'm pulling my card up. The way it was set up by Jolie last time was absolutely perfect. Why is it set up differently this time? There is a standard procedure that works better for most people. So I cannot reduce the size of the agenda. I don't know how.
No, you cannot. Jolie does.
Well, will Jolie do that, please?
Jolie, reduce, not the font size, Jolie. The window. You need to reduce your window.
Thank you, Judith.
Well, it's, I actually
so have. So you need to minimize the other stuff in back of it, reduce your window, and then pop the chat out and pop it near next to the thing.
Thank you, Judith.
Is that what I did?
You know, I assume, but that's what this other guy did who I was on the workshop with. Every day he had reduced the window. He popped the chat out.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, like I'm sharing my screen, you know.
He was sharing his screen too, Jolly. He shared his screen, he popped the chat out, you put the chat window next to the other window like you have on the right.
Yeah.
And then to me, had it for everyone. To me,
people would be better off reading the chat within their
Jolly, I don't think so. Since I've been dealing this with remote participation, and I'm actually working with Masahito Kawamori, who is on the call about remote participation, I don't think so. Your experience is not everybody's experience, and you have to kind of optimize. We also are going to have a little difficulty in having speakers pop on and off, I think. So we need to be able to see everything when it's set up, and the person can change it for himself if he wishes, but the general setup may not be possible for other disabilities, for persons to be able to change the screen. And then, so you've got to set it up the way most people can use it. And this is it.
If I may say, if Gunilla is going to start sharing screen, then I'm going to have to unshare my screen.
Exactly.
Then that's a poor setup.
Right, exactly. But Jolly, if you could pop out the chat and pop out the and put it on the right side, that would be helpful.
I did that already.
Thank you. Good.
No, in the chat window needs to move.
Well, it's there.
How did you do it last time? It was perfect.
The same way I'm doing it now.
No, Jolly,
because that's not what I'm saying.
Jolly, any difference we're not seeing that either. You need to just pop out the chat window, move the chat window to one to next to the screen window. You have what you have is the real-time text on the bottom. That's fine, but the chat window is not popped out.
What about this? Can't you see it? I'm waving it around.
No, we cannot.
Oh, well, it doesn't, because when you share screen, it seems like
Jolly, excuse me, this is Muhammad Shabib speaking.
Yeah.
Jolly, can you just for a sec, can you stop sharing your screen? Because I can see the chat window. When I click on more button, there is this option of chat. And you will have to pop that chat button.
My belief is
Andrea, is this
my belief? My belief is that you thought you had your own chat window open over the screen, and you thought that was showing up over the top of what I was sharing, and you thought that was coming from me, whereas in fact it was on your
screen. Yeah, Jolly, that's probably right. That's probably right.
Okay, but that's what I've been trying to say is if you want to see chat, you look at it within your own Zoom client. What I'm showing you, I only show you, you know, I can only share, you know, I can't actually take a picture of the chat. The chat's over the top. All I'm showing you is, okay?
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
but you had your window smaller so that the chat, other people can see that. Okay, that's good. But I think she also was saying is that you had positioned the video on top of the chat.
Yeah, but now there is no. But now there is no video because Gunilla had her camera on, but since Andrea had everybody switch their camera off, there is no video to share right now.
Okay, so let's keep it. Let's do it by the share screen. Everyone
okay,
put
there
the
you
chat,
go.
And everyone put the chat.
There we go.
Window on the right side. Okay, Jolly, you can go back to sharing.
Okay.
But make it smaller so that people can put their chat windows on the right side.
This is how I have it now.
Okay, so this is Gunilla speaking. While we're waiting for Jolly to make the change,
do you want to give me the document to share?
I don't have any documents to share,
Okay.
We do, yes you do. You have the draft proposed agenda that we have sent you for the ICAD workshop.
Yes, and I presume that's Andrea speaking, and it's actually sent to Jolly, and Jolly was displaying it.
I haven't seen it displayed yet, but I was.
Jolly will display it.
Okay, future tense is not current tense. Got it.
Okay.
I'm looking for it in my email now.
Good.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, so Jolly.
Judith, you are a wonderful remote moderator.
We are not going to speak on top of each other. While we're waiting for Jolie to organize that agenda, I sent it out. You would have seen it in the reminder for the call today. And there's a number of housekeeping guidelines, which is there to help us having a productive meeting, and it's also to assist the captioners. So we're saying, well, we're going to try to keep on time, which we've miserably failed already, but we are doing some adjustment, which is very useful, in especially in terms of the remote participation discussion we're going to have a little bit later on in the call. Then one person speaks at a time. That's obviously helpful for the captioners and also for everyone to be able to hear properly and participate. So we're going to use the hands up icon when we wish to speak. So We're not going to just jump in. We're going to use that hands up icon and take it down when finished. And sometimes okay, Lydia is already on the call and she's asking to be entered into the Zoom. So Jolie might need to have a look at that. But as I was saying, the hands down, sometimes it's easy to forget. So, and I can see Shadi's got his hand up. So I'll just finish the housekeeping. And please state your name for the transcript, because we can't assume that the captioners are going to always remember our names, even though they're pretty fantastic in recognizing voices. And also to please mute your microphone when you're not speaking to ensure that we don't have a lot of background noise. So please, Shadi, please go ahead.
Thanks, Gunella, for stepping in and clarifying the housekeeping. I just wanted to add, if we could also please not yell. I'm very sensitive to that on calls, please. So let's not have people yell at each other.
Thank you. Okay, that's a good reminder. All right. I think we should get started. We have a lot to get through. And so we've basically done the welcome. So we're going to go straight into two really exciting new projects for DCAD, and the first one, and this has been discussed, we had informal discussions in Berlin about this, and it's been ramping up, and that's accessibility in the national and regional initiatives, the NRIs, which basically means all the different IGFs, both regional and national, and youth IGFs that are happening all across the world, and we've had some great discussions. And Judy, I'd like to pass over this discussion to Judy Okita. So for the captioners, Judy's last name is spelled O-K-I-T-E and pronounced Okita. So over to you, Judy.
Thank you, Gunella. Okay, as Gunella has rightfully said, we began this discussion last year in Berlin regarding accessibility in the national, regional, and sub-regional initiatives. And we've been following up with Anya, who is the focal point for the IGF Secretariat regarding the initiatives. And so one of the feedback that we got earlier this year when Anya approached the initiatives, why accessibility was not a focus in their physical meetings, that is regarding accessibility to the venues. they said that in most instances, the venues are always offered in kind. And so they go with whichever venue that has been offered to them. And you would find that sometimes it will be a university that was built many years ago that did not have this setup or these considerations for persons with disability. So regarding that, we approached the IGFSA, that is the Internet Governance Forum Support Association, because we know that the IGFSA sets aside some amount of money to support the physical meetings for the NRIs. And so we've had very good discussions and very good support from the chairperson, that is Marcus Kumar. And there's going to be an added question to their request form regarding accessibility. And within the same question, they will also be expected to give a name of the contact person who's going to follow up on their accessibility regarding the venues and inclusion of persons with disability in their dialogues. And so this is in progress, and we should be seeing that happening very soon. Again, what we are going to be doing is to request a member of the core committees of the NRIs to be a member in the DICAD. That way they can be able to ask whatever questions they have concerning accessibility, and they can be also be updated on what accessibility is and the accessibility features that we would expect or what we require regarding the documentation, the program, and also having the persons with disability in their physical meetings. What we are also planning on working on again is to have a questionnaire that would have like a minimum of about 3 questions, just to be able to get a feel from the initiatives what has been their challenges concerning accessibility and their involvement for persons with disability, because we know each and every initiative is unique in its own and they are going to be having different challenges, so that we can see how we can all work on them together. Lastly, we would encourage the DICAD members, that is all of us, to be active and to be our accessibility champions in their local initiatives, so that we can build this up and work together. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Gonala Aspring for the record. Thank you very much, Judy. That's a great summary of a lot of discussion we've had in the last little while. And I'd suggest that if there are any DICAD members at the moment who would be interested in connecting up with their national or regional IGF, please contact Judy. You can suggest it now, or you can email Judy afterwards if you want to discuss it with her or think a little bit more about it. For example, it really does make a difference. I mean, Judy has been involved in the, I think, the West Africa IGF and encouraged that IGF to become more accessible. I've certainly done that in the Asia Pacific IGF, and also with some discussions I had at the previous global IGF with Bosnia Herzegovina. So it really makes a difference to spread that word. So yes, and Judith mentioned that she's done it with IGF USA. So if any DICAD member wishes to take this role on, please let Judy know, and we'll start the ball rolling. So thank you very much, Judy, for that. So the next gender item is about liaison with other dynamic coalitions, and Judith Hallerstein has taken that on. So over to you, Judith.
Thanks so much. It's Judith Hallerstein for the record. Can you post that link that I put in the chat, or do you want me to share my screen?
Post it in the chat, Judith, and then I'll share it.
I did. It's a Google Doc.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
Right.
Okay.
Please go ahead, Judith. This is Gonala for a record. Please go ahead, Judith, and explain the background to this.
So this, what Gunilla had asked me to do, and I posted the link to the Google Doc in the chat so everyone could see it. The new version of Zoom has now undo the link, so you can no longer click on a link in the chat to go. You have to copy and paste it. And they've done that for security reasons, so sorry about that. But what we wanted to do is the idea is we want to have a DCAT liaison to many of the dynamic coalitions. So I have done a chart. First, I gave a short explanation of what the dynamic coalitions have done. And then we have a link to a short explanation on the top of what each dynamic coalition is about. And Jolly, if you can make the link, the page a little bit longer so people can see more of it, that would be great. Just go down a little. So there are about 12 dynamic coalitions. And so I've signed up for a couple of them. So I signed up, the ones that I am active in are community networks, core internet values, and DNS issues. And so I signed up to be the liaison. We can have one or two liaisons per coalition. So if people, and Gunilla signed up for Internet of Things, so if people could sign up to be a DCAT liaison, and either join this dynamic coalition or get active with it, then we can make sure that we have all the dynamic coalitions covered. And so that the idea is that we will try to encourage each of these dynamic coalitions to learn about accessibility and to integrate accessibility or universal design into all their meetings. And that was the idea in a nutshell. Gunilla, was something else that we wanted to discuss on the forum?
Yeah, no, thank you, Judith. This is Gunilla for a record. I think it's just to encourage DCAD members now to look at the list and find particular ones that they're interested in and use that particular Google Doc to enter their names. If you have any problems with using the Google Doc, you may wish to contact Judith directly.
I will then now make everyone who has this link, the ability to edit it. So that's now done. So now everyone can edit the document. And so you can all now sign up for it.
Excellent.
Andrea Gunilla, not Gunilla.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Judith. This is Gunilla here. So please have a look at that, because it's another way of spreading the accessibility message. And you know, we have this aim to be able to incorporate accessibility in any of the mainstream dynamic coalitions and the mainstream dialogues that are happening through the IGF, at the IGF, but also in between IGFs, so people don't forget about accessibility throughout the year. So that's great. So please have a look at the list and contact Judith if you have any questions or want to join if you don't put your name down directly in the Google Doc. All right. Does anyone have any questions or comments about those two new projects at this stage? Okay. Well, that's fine. In that case, we'll move on to agenda item 4, and we've allocated 30 minutes for this, and we're already at the half an hour, so we might have to we just have to make sure we don't go over that time. So this is about a workshop proposal that at the last meeting Andrea Sachs, Lydia Best and Axel Lebois volunteered to put together a proposal on remote participation. And obviously to ensure that it's accessible. So if one of you wish to lead that discussion, and I think Andrea has raised her hand because we need to go through and decide how this workshop proposal is going to, where it's going to sit, who is going to submit it, and if it might be in a DCAD session instead. So over to you, Andrea.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I just asked Axel if he wanted to present it, because you sent us an email saying the three of us should decide which one should present it, but actually all three people could in fact comment because they all have some different view. So if Axel wants to say something or Lydia wants to say something, I'm perfectly happy with that. We have, can you put that workshop proposal up, Jolie, please, and make it large enough so people can read it? It's too small.
Jolie, take it out of the Google Doc. Jolie's Judith. Click on the top part and say open in Google Docs.
I am so happy you're there. Are we ready? Can people read that?
Jolly has not opened it. He's using it, the display format in Google. Google's changed this stuff. It doesn't open stuff automatically in Doc.
Can you not read it?
Yeah, but they want it bigger.
Well, I don't know if everybody can read that.
But that's, you could make it bigger by Jolly, if you can make your window bigger.
That's better. That's better. Thank you. Oh, no, that's smaller than that.
Jolly, let's take the picture off and make the window bigger. That's good. Yeah, thank you so much. Andrea, is that good for you?
That's good for me. I can see it. Is it good for everybody else? Now, is there a way for Axel and Lydia to be on at the same time as me speaking?
Yes, 1 minute, but also, this is Judith for the record, can we post the link? Jolly, could you post the link in this chat so Shabia and Jerry can be reading the document alongside of us? Thank you.
Judith, by the way, has agreed to be the remote moderator, and you all can see why she should be the remote moderator because she knows her stuff. She's done it for us for many, many DICAD meetings. And I didn't propose her, I just asked her and she said yes. So I hope you all agree that Judith can handle all this stuff. Thank you, Judith. You're wonderful. Okay. If all of you have not read it, it basically, Axel, do you want to explain, since you were really the creator of the first three paragraphs, we went with what you had written pretty much. Do you want to give a synopsis, please, of that?
Happy to. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. So we at the last meeting, we all agreed to focus the DICAD proposal on the consequences of the lack of digital accessibility for persons with disabilities during the COVID-19 pandemic. So we centered the proposal on that theme. I think all around the world, it's appearing as a real, real challenge and a dangerous one. So the proposal explains the background that, in effect, not providing digital accessibility to virtual platforms is actually a form of discrimination if you take the CRPD definition, and it affects a very large population which still today a lot of folks are not aware of. So we do mention the World Bank and WHO estimate as to how many people around the world live with disabilities. That's really to provide the sense to persons who are not necessarily aware of accessibility issues as to the what is the scope of that of the workshop. And then we go into describing some of the practical consequences for persons with disabilities of the lack of accessibility of digital platform, especially during the pandemic, lack of access to essential services, to health information, to a number of issues that are, in a way, at the time of pandemic, life-threatening. So the session offers to go over the different lack of digital accessibility that affects many persons with disabilities and with different type of disabilities. So it's a multi-disability approach. And we would like to focus both on identifying those issues, but also explaining that there are solutions out there, which means they have to be implemented. And so the speakers would be asked to both describe the issues, but also the solution that exists and should be implemented by any organization nowadays that offers platforms working in a digital environment that, especially when they carry critical information. That's pretty much a quick summary. Andrea, I pass you back the floor.
Thank you very much, Axel. We had a lot of discussion about the people that we thought might be very helpful. And as usual, we had actually more than five. I just want to point out who they are, and I'm going to read this a little bit so people with screen readers can relax for a minute and I'll tell you who they are, because we're going to have to see if some of them can possibly not be on here. And not all of them have been asked, and one of them is on the call, and that's Shadi Abuzara. But they are working on a project at the World Wide Web Consortium about remote participation. And Judy and I spoke briefly by email saying that ITU had in fact already written guidelines for remote participation and accessible meetings. So we're going to agree to work together. So I'll come back to that in a minute. We have Lydia Best, who is the Vice President of the European Federation of the Hard of Hearing and the chair of the National Association of Deaf and People. And she's a yes. Not all the people know, and we might not have a yes, or we might have, I didn't know I was going to do this, kind of a reaction. Then we have Christopher Lee, who is the Chief Learning Officer of IAAP, which he basically is an expert on dyslexia. And then we have Shadi Abuzara with the World Wide Web Consortium, who is working, as I've said, together perhaps now with us on remote participation. We have Fernando Bathella, who also would like to do it, who wanted to discuss about remote participation for persons who are blind and with vision impairment. Christian Vogeler, I have not heard from him, and I don't know if he would be interested now to come on that, but he has been running conferences and seminars for persons who are deaf from Gallaudet University about the COVID-19 situation and how they can communicate. We have not heard from Alejandro Melido, who runs the European Disability Forum policy coordinator and specialist with multi-disabilities perspective. So those two have not responded. We have Masahito Kawamori online, who is the rapporteur for question 26 of study group 16, who was very involved with the documents that I previously mentioned. And he is from Keio University. Now he's online. The other two that are listed are Seth Braven and Mike Ellis. Now, one or the other, they both are from the same company, which is Sprint Relay USA. Mike is the boss of Seth, and they are both profoundly deaf, and they understand relay services, so they can count them as kind of one. But that's quite a lot of people who really should be speaking. And I am not sure what Shadi would like to do. Since he's on the line, he can speak for himself. But Lydia has wanted to do it. Christopher Lee has wanted to do it. Fernando has wanted to do it, and he's online. So Shadi, do you want to do it? And Masahito, do you want to do it since you're online? Because the people who've turned up probably are the people who deserve to be selected. That would be the five. I would just be chairing, be just kind of coordinating, unless somebody else would like to do the chairing of that workshop. So I'm going to ask a question to Masahito Kawamori. Would you be interested in doing this workshop?
Thank you, Andrea. Yeah. Yes. That will be very interesting. I will be very happy to be part of it. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And I can talk about the work at ITUT.
I think that would be great, because then.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything. It's just make sure all of you behave and then I behave. The other person is Shadi.
Hey, Andrea, this sounds really exciting, and indeed we have a lot of work in this area. I just do want to point out that I think this is a slightly different approach from what we were intending in trying to have more intersection with other groups and more kind of mainstreaming of accessibility. But maybe because of the pandemic and because of the situation, this is the best solution for this year again. But I just do want to keep that. I think we have had that many years very often where we kind of are speaking amongst ourselves. And I think we discussed that in the last call at length. I just want to remind about that, that I think it's really important that we open up and that we include others in our discussions, but also engage in other discussions and try to bring accessibility as something that is part of all discussions rather than a separate discussion on its own.
Well, I never know what's going to happen in these discussions, Shadi, and if you're on the panel, I'm sure you will stir it up.
I have my hand up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Judith, can I just finish this presentation and then can I give you the Okay, thank you. I wanted to go through the topics since Shadi has mentioned this, and that's the next part of the paper. The topics that will be discussed by the speakers in a round table setting with audience participation. So it doesn't have to stay with COVID-19. It could go anywhere in the world it wants to. And number one, describing specific barriers to digital access to virtual platforms. Number two, how remote participation and remote participation tools should be set up to include all participants. Three, COVID-19's pandemic, and this is in the past tense because by then it will be, real impact on persons with disabilities and those with specific needs because of technical solution exclusion. Four, solutions that can be implemented with examples of good practice. Five, digital divide among persons with disabilities and those with specific needs, including those with age-related disabilities, which is what we call the elderly, of which I belong to that group. And six, educating governments on what needs to be done by raising awareness of technical solutions with education. That doesn't mean just to persons with disabilities. It means to people in everyday life who set these systems up. So that is what we came up with. And I'm just going to make an opinion. Because of the people who are actually have agreed, we do have the five. And rather than, and Shadi, if you agree, then you've agreed. And then everybody, and Masahito is there, and I know he's agreed. Then we have the five, and we can have the others as reserve in case somebody can't turn up. And I'm sure that they would agree to that position since they they didn't give me an answer, or they did not respond, or they are not on the call. So the people that who've accepted and they're on the call should really by rights be accepted as the speakers at this time, with the other speakers as in reserve, and taking in mind that Seth and Mike are like one, so they would be one or the other. That is where we are at. Now, Judith, what did you want to say?
I have two issues. This is Judith Helsing for the record. One is the Google, Gunella, it wasn't you, it was Andrea. Andrea, whoever created this Google document, when we shared it with others who can't see the screen, we did not give access to others. So no, even though we shared the link, no one else can see the link. So whoever owns a document, and if we're sharing a document, we need to make sure that the Google Doc is open to everyone to view.
Otherwise, I have nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that.
Whoever created this document for the draft proposal, that's why.
I gave it to Gunilla. I sent it to everybody on the list. And Jolie has it.
Never mind. Okay, but it's not. Okay, I tried to view it on the Google Doc.
Judith, I had it there and you sold me to open it in Google Docs, so I opened it in Google Docs. I mean, that's right. All that happened, you know, so I just opened it so that we could look at it. I didn't open it for editing.
Right, but we need to, when you do that, you close your permissions, and so other people, when we posted the link on the chat, people could not see it.
Can we solve this problem? Wait a minute now. Wait a second, please. I'm going to take the floor back. Jolie, can you make it smaller and put it back the way it was before?
No, but it does not issue. That's not the issue. The issue
I can't. Is, Judith, just a minute.
Hold on. Hey,
Judith.
Hold on. Andrea.
I have a problem. I was still giving the presentation. I have a problem. And the problem is, the way it's displayed, it is too big on the screen, and the other chat things cover it up, at the moment. So could we go back to the way it was displayed before? Thank you.
All right. My other question for this is that we need, as Gunilla will tell us, we need to make sure that we're covering all the different stakeholder committees. So I wrote down so far, we have academic, civil society, technical. I don't know what we're classifying Fernando or Masahito. Are they technical? Are they not? So we want to make sure we cover not only the stakeholder, the different stakeholders, but also we have diversity in stakeholders means diversity in the regions. And so otherwise we won't, we're not, if we put it in as I think we are doing as a separate proposal, then we need to make sure that it will be accepted that way. And so we make sure that all the speakers we have listed have a diversity in region and a diversity in stakeholders.
It's done. If you look at the countries, if I can answer you.
Well, yeah, but one minute, the country maybe, but right now,
Judith, what's the date today? What is the date today? How much time have we got? I have 5 yeses from different people. Judith, if you want to organize this and change it, please be my guest.
I am not saying that. I said, Andrea, we need to, right now we have civil society. If we don't put on the sprint people, we don't have any private sector. We have academic, we have technical. I want to make sure that this proposal, which is a great proposal, will not be shot down by the MAG because we don't have people from all, from different stakeholders.
I think we do.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Judith, for your comment and Andrea for your response. We also have hand up from Mohammed Shabir and then Fernando. And so now it's over to Mohammed Shabir. Thank you.
Thank you, Gunilla. Mohammed Shabir, for the record. On the proposal, I must say that Andrea, Axel, and Lydia have done a wonderful job in putting together a backgrounder concept and the speakers. And to add on to the discussion that Andrea and Judith just had on the diversity of stakeholders, it is my opinion and it's my own understanding that we do not need to have all stakeholders as long as we have 3 or more stakeholders on the speakers list, we'll be good to go. My question here is that, and I am presuming these 3 moderators or the drivers of the proposals, Andrea, Axel, and Lydia, have decided in among themselves that who is gonna, because there is a form online for IGF and there are some allied questions as well, which would need to be answered, which would need to be filled up. So I hope there is a mechanism understood, decided amongst ourselves that we do not we are not rushing at the 11th hour to write up a proposal which is very good, but we are not rushing up at the 11th hour that we do not have fulfill the requirements at IGF form. So we need to fill in the form. And Andrea had asked that how much time we have left. We are left with a week. It is 14th today and 21st, I believe, is the last day to submit the proposals. Thank you.
Thank you, Shabir. That was my point to Judith. In the time that we were given, over the Easter holidays to get this done, we did the best that we could and we chose people who had already expressed an interest. And my suggestion, being dyslexic myself, I am not a good form filler-outer. And I was going to ask if Axel would submit it properly, because he's an expert on stuff like that, because I will be very honest, and we could work together on that if there was any question. What we brought you today was what you have to decide, if that's okay if we go ahead with this. We cannot go back and figure out, well, we'll have to get all five different aspects of the country. Just for the record, we have UK, we have USA, we have Brazil, and we, Shadi, what country do we put you in? Austria, or do we put you in Egypt?
Actually, France, that's where WTC is hosted in Europe. Just to confuse you.
And thank you very much. So we have to change that from Austria to France. And then Masahito is from Japan. So the point is, we have what we have. And the ultimate of trying to accomplish what Judith would like, or what would be ideal, we cannot do within the time frame, which is why I asked her, what day was it? This is the best that we could come up with that was reasonable. And because Christian Vogler is from the USA, and we already have a yes from the USA, and we have pretty much all of the disabilities represented, we thought that that was a good mix, and the five are there. So we're dealing with time, Judith. We are dealing with the form that you're right, Shabir, that has to be filled out. So Axel, can you fill out the form? If, well, once everybody agrees that we go ahead with this, because that's not up to me. I am not the coordinator, and I'm not browbeating anybody to do anything, but I'm making a suggestion. I put myself as chair, by the way, just because I did. But the point is, I don't have to be the chair either. Somebody else can be the chair if somebody would like that job. Ganilla is on the MAG, so she cannot do any of this, because normally the person who is the coordinator does this work and organizes the workshop. I just did it with my two colleagues because we have experience in putting workshops together. So it's Ganilla, I'm going to pass it to you, but I want to get an answer from Axel. Axel, can you do the form?
Yes, I think the key would be to make sure that the group here is happy with the draft that was prepared, and the speakers who confirm their participation. And yes, if this is all confirmed, I'll be happy to handle the registration, but I would love to have whoever on the group who is familiar with the IGF processes to remain available to us in case we encounter a question we're not quite sure how to answer it. So with that, yes, we'll proceed as soon as we get confirmation from everybody.
Okay, over to Ganilla, please. Ganilla, I have a question for you.
Good, thank you very much, Andrea, for that presentation, and from Axel for agreeing to put in the proposal. And there is a lot of very useful resources on the IGF website. I've already linked to that in a number of other emails to the three of you, and so you should have that information. And I strongly urge you to go through it very carefully, because there's questions that need to be answered that take a little bit of time to work through. I also, and I'm aware that Judy and Judy Arquita and Fernando have their hands up, and I just wanted to respond that while DCAD in the past have always had workshops, there's nothing automatic about having a workshop. And in fact, DCAD is the only dynamic coalition that has had workshops, and it's sometimes, as far as I've understood now, considered that, well, dynamic coalitions have a session. So we can always look at including this proposal as part of a DCAD session, because it fits very nicely into that with regard to having a range of people from different disability stakeholders, because an IGF workshop proposal tends to have people from various sectors. So you have someone from private industry, say from Google or Zoom, and then you debate with private industry or with academia or with intergovernmental organizations about a particular issue. And so that's how the IGF is very much going that way now. So there are a number of options, and I'm going to be quick here because we've only got 10 minutes to go before we have to finish a call. But we can look if Axel is going to complete the form, and there is as I said, quite a lot of further information to include, then it might be something that G3ICT can put in as the main organizer. So please think about that, and please consider that it might be a DCAD session instead. So I'll stop there and ask Judy Okita, please, you have a floor.
Thank you very much, Gunilla. This is Judy Okita for the captioners, sorry. Just three quick questions. I'm seeing below in the draft that this is supposed to be a round table discussion. That may need to be clear, because a workshop and a round table are two different things, and Axel may need to indicate that in the submission, so that when a room is provided, they know whether it is a workshop room or it's a round table. And then the other question that I had asked about the title of the workshop, from my understanding, where I am is we are talking about discrimination, digital discrimination during the COVID, but there's been this digital discrimination all around. So I'm wondering whether we want to focus on the COVID 19 pandemic, or whether we want to broaden the discussion to digital discrimination. Thank you.
Can I make a comment back, please?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Judith, the reason why it was thought of to do it generally, but the reason why we decided to use the pandemic is because this is really serious and this will hit home with people. It is not really about COVID, it's about any pandemic, but it's happened and people will react to that. Whether it's about COVID or whether it's about your job or whether it's about anything, people are dying. And this is so important that it hits home. So that's why we chose that. It will progress, I can guarantee you, into just about every subject where we need remote participation. And Judy, I'm sorry we didn't think of adding you to the mix. Would you like to go on as a reserve speaker? I don't think I would have a problem with that, because you're very good.
That's okay.
Is that a yes or a no?
That's fine. That's a yes.
Okay, so Axel will put Judy Kovai as a reserve speaker. And the reason why it was done as a roundtable, present, we could change that to presentations and a discussion afterwards, and a roundtable discussion, brief presentations. Axel, we could adjust the wording to accommodate that, because Judy had a good point that we do have experts who know about these things and can present what they know, and then there's a roundtable discussion. What does the group and Axel and Lydia, what do you think of that?
I'm fine with it. That's a good idea.
Is that okay with you, Judy, if we do it that way?
That's fine, thank you.
Okay, usually what I have done in the past, and it may be useful to you, Gunilla, is silence is yes. And that way we don't
yes, have... I understand. Yep, my silence is yes. Yes, that's fine, Andrea. So I just need to continue on the speakers list here. Fernando has his hand up and Andrea, but I think you've spoken, and Jerry and Shadi. So please be brief because we only have a few minutes left. The floor is yours, Fernando.
Hi, everyone. This is Fernando Botelho. Just a very quick comment. Since I'm from Brazil, I can be classified as Southern Hemisphere or South America, developing country, whatever you may want to call it. And I also can be representing blindness, the blindness perspective. And because I have a micro enterprise, I can be the private sector. So just in case that makes a difference.
Okay, thank you very much, Fernando, for that. And Jerry, please go ahead.
Hi, Jerry Ellis in Dublin here. Two comments, really. One, I would tend to agree with Judy about concentrating on COVID-19. I think it might be better if we widened it out a bit and use COVID-19 as an example. And my second comment is about the range of speakers, or if you like, the range of disabilities, that it is kind of heavily towards blind and deaf people. But what about other groups, and particularly people with learning difficulties, intellectual disabilities, that area?
We have one, Christopher Lee.
Okay, Jerry, did you want to say anything more? If not, we need to wrap up, and it is only a few short minutes left. So I think we have, as DCAD members, got a good idea of the draft proposal. And Axel will be doing the hard work of continuing answering quite a number of questions in the submission form, and I'm sure that the group will help as much as possible, and again. We do, well, certainly from what I've learned now, being a MAG member, it would be preferable to have G3 ICT as the submitter.
I don't agree with that. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. I think it should be joint. DICAD and G3 ICT jointly.
I was planning, Gunilla, to file as DCAD, we also probably would file, GCICT would file for a theme on smart cities, and perhaps IAP would as well. So, if that's okay, can we file on behalf of DCAD only?
What this is Judith Helsing for the record. What Gunilla is saying is that being on the MAG, she's gotten some insight that if we want to get two proposals besides our DCAD session, if we want this to be a separate proposal and get a slot, it's a higher percentage if you do not go in as DCAD, if you go in as G3 ICT. We could be DCAD off the record, but on the record, for filling out the form, the best way to get us a better shot at getting this proposal as a speaking time instead of using our DCAT slot would be to go in as G3ICT.
Again, I want to go back on the record and say I disagree, excuse me. We have gotten a workshop every single year being DCAT except for last year, and that is when I was unable to organize it. Now, not that it had anything to do with me, but that is the fact. I think doing a coordinated effort with DICAD and G3ICT solves that problem of DICAD not getting workshops, which consistently every year it does. It could go against them, like you always have one, so therefore you can't have another one. But with G3ICT working together, that might work, and I really think that would work. And G3ICT could do one on its own on smart cities, which is a totally different subject, and that would not jeopardize there. But we have gotten it every single year being DICAD, except for last year.
Okay, and I should also say on the record, this is Gonala Asprink here, that as a MAG member, I will not be evaluating any proposal that comes from a DCAD or G3ICT if it is relating to this, because obviously I have had too much exposure to it. So I just want to put that on the record. Now, Lydia has her hand up. Please go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, hello, thank you. Yeah, I'm not loud. Okay, so now I am louder. Okay, perfect, thank you. Last time I was told I was too loud. What I wanted just to add is the specific COVID situation. It is in part similar to what we have with other emergency situation, I agree. Okay, I am too loud now. But at the same time, COVID and the infectious diseases have presented even bigger challenge than we normally have had with tsunami and other emergency situations. And especially for the deaf, hard of hearing, or deaf, blind, or any person with disabilities, but especially for those who rely on communication access, especially when face-to-face, they are basically completely cut off. So that's why we are using this COVID as specific highlight. But of course, we can widen it up. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. I'm wondering, the other option would be if your organization wanted to be the organizer of it. That doesn't mean, of course, that Axel and Andrea wouldn't be helping you with the submission, but it's also an option to consider. We are just about out of time, and we really shouldn't continue without the captioners. So we need to draw this to a close, and I think that the discussion can continue online, certainly between Andrea and Axel and Lydia in regard to the workshop proposal. And also, I just wanted to finish off by saying that the DCAD session, we would welcome to have this proposal as part of a DCAD session. So please consider that as well. And to finish off also, I want to say thank you to Jolie, who has set up the new DCAD website. There's a lot, the information from the ITU-based website is now over on the new one. So thank you for that. And thank you, Jolie, for setting up the call. And let's continue the discussion.
What do we do? Are we submitting or not?
Well, I have made suggestions.
We don't have time for suggestions. We don't have time.
Andrea, is Judith, Lydia may be able to submit it as,
no,
as her organization plus DCAD.
No, I'll tell you why. Lydia told me last night that she was not able to do it with her organization. She can confirm that.
She just posted on the chat.
Okay. All right.
Ah, let's, she's not, okay. All right. I will basically now bow out of this and let everybody deal with it the way they want. I've done what I needed to do, and I want to say thank you to Axel also and to Lydia for doing it. But you don't really have a lot of time to mess around. If you don't want to submit it as DICAD, then people have to write in and say that, because that is how it has democratically been done in the past. So, where are we?
Well, I can ask then, Lydia, would you be prepared, representing the National Association of Deaf and People, to put in that proposal?
It has other people other than people with hearing loss.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Oh, God. How much, if we had more time, that would be fine. Lydia will have to go back to her organization and ask, does ICAD support this or not?
We have to let the captioner go right now. She's over time.
You can ask her if you can have 3 or 4 more minutes.
We already got extra 3 or 4 minutes, Andrea.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so my offer...
She can stay on. She just said that. So you still have it. So let's find out if we're doing it or not doing it.
So this is Axel speaking. So Gunilla, I'm happy to proceed, but is the solution to have GSpacity fight jointly with DCAD, or you want as coordinator to not having DCAD in the fighting?
The coordinator does not decide. DICAD does.
Well, it's a matter of then who has the final say. We are a group of people, and so the Axel has asked whether G3ICT can put in the proposal, and if it would be in G3ICT's name or DCAD's name.
Or both.
And from, or as a combined,
yes.
That's certainly an option. But I'm just saying that from the point of what I have been told in the MAG, that dynamic coalitions are seen as sort of double dipping by having a session as well as a workshop. But let's say, in the interest of time, that G3ICT, together with DCAD, put in a proposal, and that G3ICT's name is first then, and we can work with that. But as I said, I, as a MAG member, need to stand back from that. So are we all okay with that approach?
Yes.
Okay. Fernando, you still have your hand up. Is that an old hand or did you want to speak? Okay, it's down.
Kayla, this is Axel speaking. So I understand now why you were suggesting we file as GSpacity. That is to avoid that double kind of issue that you mentioned. If that's the case, then, and if everybody's happy for GCICC to file, then I'm happy to do it.
You could also do it with Lydia's group. She's written in the chat, NADP, that she would consider joining you as a double group. So you can do it that way.
That's perfect. And I think I can also ask another disability organization to join, which could be a good thing too. So we'll get back to you by email.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the decision then is, and just to be clear, that it would be G3ICT with Lydia's organization to put in the proposal. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Okay, we have a decision. That's fantastic. Thank you. God. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, we have to process it. We have to discuss it.
Well, and you have to finalize it, Gunilla, and get a decision. I'm sorry I pushed it, but that had to be done. Thank you.
Andrea, that's what I have done.
Good.
And I thank you for all your cooperation and the discussion we've had at the call. And now I'll hand it over to Axel and Lydia to continue with the submission of the workshop proposal. So thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for the call. And we'll continue communicating online. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.